allow that to hold her back. She picked cotton in Arkansas as a child to earn money and worked her way through college against incredible odds. From there, she went on to work as a missionary, both at home and abroad, sharing God's love with thousands of people. I was amazed at the crowd who turned out for her funeral, not only at the number of people, but also the different walks of life they represented. I saw everyone from mayoral candidates and state representatives to street people. Obviously, my mother's life had meant something to each of them. I wondered about my own funeral. Would there be the same sort of turnout for me? Then I remembered how my mother used to pray for her family, to the point where she often fell asleep kneeling beside her bed. Stalwart and strong, my mother had always been in our corners, teaching us the right way to live. And yet, beyond her determination, I knew there was a will even stronger than hers. Something she had taught me throughout my youth was that I might chart my own course in life, but I was by no means the engineer of my existence. My will acted within the larger context of the will of God. If I was to achieve the objectives He had laid out for me, I had to align my will with His. I knew this lesson well, and yet, like so many other people, I had failed to apply it systematically to my life. Yes, I had success, but it came at a price. My broadcast and football careers had left little time for my family. Speaking engagements, spiritual and volunteer commitments, and business deals cut that slice of time even thinner. I had achieved many things,